Hello.
Mr. Shields.
I understand you had an interesting golf game with Mr. Fitzsimmons.
Well, did, and I just in terms of personal reactions, I felt much better about Fitzsimmons than I've ever felt before. I didn't like him before.
Yeah. Will.
Right.
Yeah, it's quite obvious that from just looking at the sound of the wires, that they are just outraged at the labor generally. They say they just look at these guys and they look like a bunch of goons. That's too bad, because we know that they have some quality, but this fellow has so overstated the thing. If I were a labor leader, I wouldn't feel too confident at the moment, would you?
Sure, would.
They did. Intentional foul.
There was a report, and I called that code.
Yeah. Can't get away with that because it was on television, you know.
But the whole thing is on Saturday I was getting a sore.
I have a feeling that I'm inclined to think that we don't want to martyrize him. I think you got a fellow that's doing this, you let him cook himself. But at the same time, take a firm line. Now, Connolly will do that, of course. But whether we ask him to or not, he's going to do it because he feels so strongly about it. I would say that certainly the majority of the country wants us to take labor on, not just meaning, but labor generally. You know, that's the organized labor they think are somewhat the culprits, and meaning it symbolizes it. On the other hand, we get back always to the problem as to we can't get along with them. The question is, can we do anything without them? And there, we have to look at what our options are. That's why I think we've got to have these contingencies ready to go in case...
Well, always the thing to me would be to... We need to keep the next 5 to 8 times there. One is to distinguish between the leaders of organized labor and the man of workers in American industry.
Right.
We're for the workers.
All the way. Well, I used I stuck at the meeting a little in a way that he certainly must have, but I never referred to organized labor. I just said referred to 80 million American wage earners.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, and he knows, he gets the point
of that. The other thing is to be careful that we don't get into some manner of discriminating around.
Yes, exactly. That would, in other words, foul up what we want to have happen here. That's the thing I'm concerned about. If we get out there in a way where they just go out on strike, that's going to be tough. The main point is that I don't know what weapons we have to use against the strike. That's the problem.
Well, I think there are two things that help us. First thing, there are two groups that are in the strike situation right now that have heard it said. One is coal, and the other is stock. Taking a meeting on the coal thing, because they let that increase go through.
Yeah.
And the public members and all the members of the table have taken a moment in last time.
I noticed that.
But personally, I think that it's the wise thing to do, because you can't get that out of the coal mine. They're outside the realm. We talked about this.
I know.
And then we have the docks, and they're hurting. There's been a fair amount of progress in the negotiations, but it does go pretty rapidly, so I think we're not just moving towards that. I think Hayes and Pat Hartley on the East Coast really are in a position to make a strong case to get that attempt and thought to go to life and have a good day.
Yeah. I think on those that you...
I think we're hopefully on the strike.
Yeah. We get those off in a hurry. We can't appear... The one thing we must avoid, of course, is while trying to get these out of, we must not appear that we're caving into meaning.
Right.
That's the problem. That's a tickly situation because they say, well, we gave it there. People may relate it even though it is totally unrelated. And so it's a tough one, isn't it? Because now the symbolism of taking them on, now that having, we have now created that symbol, and we don't want to be, we must not let it be destroyed,
right,
or tarnished too badly. And it's not an easy one to field.
Well, the fact is they are way out of line.
Yeah.
It's just a big stick and a symbol.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think I'd like to be a... Democratic candidate for president going to the convention and be inclusive. It could be a tough one for a lot of people in the country.
Well, there you go.
The inclination to go and agree with the AFL-CIO.
Sure.
That could make a very
They're going to have to do it, though. You know, they are. Or they, you know what I mean? And if they have, that's their line. And I think it's just good that they're in that position.
You know.
But Meany is not. That's one of the good things about having some having television presence. He cannot sell the idea. You know that he was strong and so forth. And we were weak. People see it. They see it on television. They believe that. They don't believe him at all. He's in a very bad spot there, I think. And also, the writing press people can't distort it with it. They can't get away with it. So we shall see.
Dunlop tells me that he's had basically good meetings with
the construction. Has he? Good. Good.
But they are making every effort to insulate the construction.
I don't think any of the labor leaders, George, will take Meany on. I mean, it's like it's the club, you know. They're.
The Simmons will, and he told me, and he just was cut to the telegram.
I heard that about a wire, yeah.
He has an open invitation to you. He has a section for it.
At this point, probably, yeah. At this point, though, I do not want to appear to be, because people do not separate it out, to be catering to any of the labor leaders.
Right.
It's just, well, to just keep it, keep our distance. That means having everybody be as strong as we can. On the other hand, we've got to be very practical about things like the coal settlement and the dock settlement. I think those two, because they can hurt the economy, we've just got to, frankly, we've got to grin and bear it. That's the way I feel about those. What is the final thing going to be on retroactivity? Is that, how's that going to stand now?
Well, both Senate and House committees voted against retroactivity. So
that'd take us off the hook there. Right, I'd do it. I'd push it. Think a way you could do it, friend. The best of both worlds is to have it come down and say, I don't agree with it, and I regret this, but that I feel it's the law generally has to be done, and just sign it. You know, we're not going to get any credit for being for retroactivity.
Yeah.
Let them take the responsibility for it. But we have to have it for other reasons. But we'll take a look at the time.
Another thing that we need to do with public members on the table is take an unconditional action.
On the coal thing,
yeah. They voted against the coal.
I know they did. Well,
the management people deserve some credit there. They knew they were going to get the shellacking. On the other hand, they also knew that the country wasn't going to stand up to a long coal strike.
Sure.
They still weren't going to get the money.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
So I think they were practical. But the public members have taken a lot of money.
From Meany?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Quite obvious. Sure. Well, we'll let them stay outraged. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.